Good morning and welcome back to the Morning News Editorial. Yesterday was World Elephant Day and India was busy with bears and crocodiles until India's most important meeting took place, that is the Reliance Annual General Meeting. Before we go ahead, I would want to start with the best story I heard yesterday. Now, Bear Grylls remarked that the river was full of crocodiles prompted Prime Minister Modi, wearing a cap and Macintosh, to tell him how, as a poor boy with no bathroom at home, he used to bathe in a pond every day. Apparently, one day he found a baby crocodile and took it home, but his mother scolded him and told him to return the animal to the river. Now, only if Mother Modi would tell Bal Narendra to do the same with Kashmir. I want to say this to our brothers and sisters in Kashmir, that all will be well. Mukesh Bhai, Reliance Industries Limited Chairman, on Monday said the company will create a special task force for Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Now, Mr. Ambani's comment on Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir yesterday came while he was addressing shareholders of Reliance Industries and announcing a 20% stake in Saudi Aramco in one of the largest foreign investments in the country. This is the biggest foreign investment in the history of Reliance. It is also amongst the largest foreign investments ever in India, said Mukesh Bhai, taking the Saudi money in. Where are the Bhakts and the Bhakt channels? Oh, wait a minute, you know who owns them. Ambani, like, literally does. Not the BJP, although it is a tough one to separate who's linked with what, but at least there is hope for Kashmiris. Mobile and internet will now be restored in J&K because geo-optic fiber is ready to roll out. It is 13th August and no, there was no happy Eid for Kashmiris or a happy Monday for many citizens across the country. While citizens of one state were locked down in their homes due to an unnatural and forced emergency, people in other states had to leave their home because of nature's wrath. So let's start from the top, Kashmir, and sorry if that makes you a tad bit uncomfortable, not saying that what P. Chidambaram said was right, but there was lots of truth in it, way more than there was meat in Doval's biryani. If JK was a Hindu-dominated state, the BJP would not have done this. They did it only because the region is dominated by Muslims. This is former Union Minister P. Chidambaram alleging against the BJP. Now, BJP is very angry with PC. Well, not Priyanka Chopra, but P. Chidambaram for saying it out loud. Here, I will take a break and say a few lines from this untitled poem written by and recited by Zubair Rashid on Monday at Jantar Mantar Road. Folded Miracle is the pen name of Rashid. Wired roads, locked doors, suppressed joy in the lanes of the paradise dominate. Block lines, blood, and no screams in the lanes of the paradise. Define fate. There's a mother waiting for her son, and the son is carrying motherland's weight. Oh, the stars concealed by light, tell my mom that I miss her day and night. Tell her patience, patience, patience. Patience will defeat the might. And now back to servitude, and the award goes to Robot Chitti, aka Rajnikant, for not just being HMV, but also sing pians to the duo. Amit Shah and Modi ji are like Krishna Arjuna combination. They only know who's who, said Rajnikant. Well, Tamil Nadu Congress Committee on Monday hit out at actor turned politician Rajnikant. K.S. Alagiri said, it is surprising to hear Rajni's comments on scrapping Article 370. Rajnikant seems to have confused spirituality with religion. Modi and Amit Shah are like Duryodhan and Shakuni and not like Krishna and Arjun, as they have snatched the rights of the people. This is also when I tell you about Vijay Sethupathi, a very successful Tamil actor. At peak of his stardom, he has given his voice against the BJP government and for the oppressed Kashmiris. Well, he has a real spine, unlike that robot. We could actually be entirely wrong, and it could be that the duo is actually a descendant of the gods. Maybe Supreme Court can ask and check and confirm, like it is doing with the ancestors of Ram, to prove that Babri Masjid was right to be demolished since the house belonged to Lord Ram and is his birthplace. Well, after Rajasthan's erstwhile royal families of Jaipur and Mewar claimed to be descended from Lord Ram in response to the Supreme Court's query, a state Congress spokesperson has also claimed the distinction, saying his clan are the real descendants of the Hindu deity. The Raghav Rajputs are the real descendants of Ram, Satyendra Raghav contended. The kingdom of love, not love, spread towards North Kaushal, which comes under Ayodhya now, while Lord Ram's younger son, Kush, spread his empire in South Kaushal, which comes under